Blog Talk Radio.
A healthy heart. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what do you mean when you say, do I have a healthy heart? I'm intrigued, and I love that we have you intrigued today because we're going to go on a journey of discovery together, and we're going to explore and grow around this very question of, do you have a healthy heart? Do you have a healthy heart? Let's lean right on into it.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and oh, how I absolutely love Mondays. It is so great to be engaged and connected with you on the airwaves. You know, on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly and professional coach, master motivator Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. We are in our Shape Up series, and I'm real excited about the specific area of focus that we will be diving into and leaning into on today as we grow together. You know, each episode of Motivational Mondays, without question, is rich and insightful. We encourage you, our global listening audience, if you have not already taken advantage of our on-demand library, you are missing such a great richness. You know, if you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia for you. Again, our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win personally and professionally. Take advantage of it. You know, allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for approximately 40 minutes into today's installment around our rich subject. And if time permits, we will open our programming up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and your comments around today's topic. You know, your interaction always lends to a richer, more insightful, interactive environment, which we absolutely love. So we encourage you, our global listening audience, don't be shy. We want you to chime right on in at the appropriate time. And we want to encourage you, if you don't already have your pens and notepads, your desktops, laptops, smartphones with your notes, your iPads, your tablets to take notes, you definitely want to grab it so that you can capture the nuggets and gems that are being shared today. And as well, if you have a question, you have a rich comment that you want to share, jot it down, captured at that moment, so that when we open the lines up, you're prepared to share with us live on the airwaves, and we look forward to having you. You know, before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a brief moment, a quick moment, to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. We're asking that you allow your cute little social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, send an email, go old school, send a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon. Whew, bottom line, I think you get it. We're asking that you invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our heartfelt thanks in advance for your support, and we really appreciate you assisting with expanding our outreach. Why? Because we can't grow without YOU, and we know that it's because of you sharing with others that we are able to expand. So we thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Did we say thank you ever so much? On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. We're in our Shape Up series, and the question that we are processing today is this. What's the condition of your heart? Yes, I know you're intrigued. What is the condition of your heart? Do you have a health thinking, Coach Adams, where are you going with this one? But I like it because I have you intrigued. You know, in our last installment, we focused on the S in our Shape Up acronym, and the S being strategies. Today, we are going to focus on the H in our Shape Up acronym, our SHAPE acronym, and we're looking at heart. And again, I have to have you to process and evaluate. Do you, whoever you are, right where you are, can you say that you have a healthy heart? No. We're not talking about the muscle in your chest that's pumping blood through your body, but rather knowing what you are passionate about. Do you know you are passionate about? So when we're looking at having a healthy heart, we're evaluating what are we passionate about. You know, when it comes to putting our dreams to the test, one of the questions that we must evaluate is this very question around passion. And passion speaks to our heart. We have to evaluate, does my dream compel me to follow it? Does my dream compel me to follow it? You know, the reason why this is so important is so often I'm speaking to people regularly in my coaching practice, and I'll ask them, what are you most passionate about? And wow, when I tell you the answers that I get to this, what I perceive is a very simple question, but yet it's complex all over the place when it comes to this very question of what are you passionate about? Do you even know what you're passionate about? And sometimes individuals are so broad in their thought process that I know you need to zone in because you're not really clear. You know, I love this quote by Steve Jobs, obviously creator of Apple. And I often will reference Steve Jobs because even if you don't have an iPhone, you probably have an iPad or you've had an iPod. You have some level, a Mac, you have some level of an Apple product. And so Steve Jobs, the quote that he states that I like is, if you are working on something exciting that you really care about, you don't have to be pushed. The vision will pull you. And that goes back to our opening of, does your dream, do your goals, does your vision compel you to follow it? Is it pulling on your heartstrings, causing you to have a healthy heart? You know, when I think about having a healthy heart, there are a number of different areas that I want us to process around today. Because when I look at when I was in real estate, and I often will reference when I was in real estate and property management simply because that's a part of my journey. I could not honestly say, in alignment with this quote from Steve Jobs, I could not say that my journey where I was at the time excited me. I couldn't say that it pushed me. I couldn't say it. The vision wasn't pulling me along. I was literally just kind of existing, to be quite frank and honest and transparent with you. My dream of where I was at the time, it wasn't, and what I was doing, it wasn't compelling me. I wasn't compelled by it. I had that awakening of what I believed I was placed on the planet to do at a certain stage when I was in real estate and property management. What I knew more than anything was that I wasn't fulfilled. I didn't feel that I was on a journey of great significance or higher call of purpose. I may not have known much, but that was truly what I knew. And I knew that I was feeling frustrated simply because I felt like I know what it is, but yet I'm not doing it to the fullness of it. And I was feeling frustrated. And, you know, one of the things that I want us to think about when it's of evaluating, do I have a healthy heart? Speaking of the passion, what's compelling for me, what's driving me when it comes to my dreams, my visions, and my ideas, I want you to think about this when it comes to thinking about your heart and evaluating the condition of your heart. I want you to think about this. Are you in a place where because your dreams are so compelling that when your alarm goes off in the morning, oh, you cannot wait to get going. You cannot wait to get active. That is one sign of a healthy heart. You can't wait to get active in your heart. Your dreams make you excited. Again, I want to go back to this quote by Stephen Jobs. If you are working on something exciting that you really care about, you don't have to be pushed. The vision pulls you. And so when your alarm goes off in the morning, do you have to be pushed? Are you waiting for someone to push you in the direction of your dreams, your visions, and your goals? Or is your vision compelling you that you cannot wait to get started on it? That in essence, when it comes to shutting down at night, you have to tell yourself, shut it down, because you have such a fire, such a passion for what's on the inside of you, and you can't wait to get it out. I want you to really think about that. And I want you to really think about, we as individuals, we get into those stages in life where we are simply existing. We're going through life day by day, lacking passion. I'm having conversations all the time with individuals where I'm looking for passionate people in several different areas of life in which I serve under the umbrella of Win International. And in these different areas where I'm listening for passion, I actually had a conversation with someone today, and I said, how are you? And they said, and this was in the middle of the day. There was a slight time difference, but even for them, it was still early in the day. And they said, oh, I am so tired. And they began to tell me how tired they are, and oh, they've had such a hard day. I mean, just the weight of it. I was getting exhausted listening to them. I really was. And so I shared with them, I said, you know, we're looking for passionate people. The reason why I was called, why we were connecting the two of us. And I said, we're looking for passionate people. I said, you know, I understand you're tired. I understand we have a time difference and you've had a long day. All things considered, though, I was looking at the clock like, it's not that late, though, for you to be this heavy and this tiredness, but whatever, I don't know your life. And so I said to them, I said, you know, do you think that maybe we should reschedule? I said, because I don't want the fact that you're feeling tired to count against you, because I want you to know we're looking for passionate people, the reason why we were connecting. And they said, well, no, you know, this is my day off. And I'm thinking to myself, you're telling me you're tired, you're exhausted, and it's your day off? Oh, people, come on. Think about what you're saying. And so often, I have grown to realize this, that we get frustrated. We're wondering why people are not drawn, why we're not getting the desired favor that we want, why things are not happening. I want to share with you that it could very well be that you need to do a heart check. A heart check in that you need to check your passion-o-meter. What is your passion for your journey that you're on, for your dreams, for your vision, for your goals? Because nothing drives me more batty than speaking to a person who is just draining and lacking energy. And then we wonder why favor is not being released. When people engage with you, you suck the very life out of the environment because you're lacking passion and you're weighted down with the circumstances of life. Please understand, I don't know who you are listening in. I don't know your story, and I'm not minimizing what you may be processing through. At the same time, I must be honest with you. You don't know what I'm processing through. But the one thing that I know to be sure is that passion is compelling. Passion is contagious. And when you're lacking passion, when your heart is not pumping in the way in which it should be, when your alarm goes off in the morning, you're not compelled to get up. You're waiting for somebody to push you instead of your dream pulling you because of the fire that is compelling on the inside. So again, I challenge you to evaluate, what is the condition of your heart? Not the muscle, and I'm pausing with intention, because I want to give you those spaces to really process. Because when it comes to, as I stated earlier, putting our dreams to the test, we have to evaluate where our passion-o-meter is. Because passion pushes us out. It gives us that nudge that we need of initiative. It really does. You know, when you're passionate about something, when you have this strong, compelling emotion, you are driven to pursue your purpose. You are driven to fuel your purpose. Again, you can't wait to get active, to get going, because of the strong, compelling emotion. Passion pushes us out. It gives us that initiative. Passion gets us to that place of wanting to take action. We are compelled to move, to get going. So when you have a healthy heart as it relates to your passion, you are excited. You cannot wait to get active and to get going when it comes to working your vision, achieving your goals, and living out your dreams, because you are passionate, and also because your vision compels you. Your vision pulls you forward, even when you don't know how you're going to accomplish all that you need to accomplish. You still have this pull, this tug in your heart to get going, to take action, to do something. So again, I say, what is the condition of your heart? Do you have a healthy heart when it comes to your passion, this strong, compelling emotion that drives you, that without question is compelling you to move in the direction of your goals, your vision, and your dreams? You see, you can see your target, and you know that you have a gap, but you are stimulated to take that initiative to start closing the gap. May not have all of the answers, but without question, because of the passion on the inside, you are ready to take action. That is a sign of a healthy heart. You're ready to move. You're ready to do. You're stimulated. That initiative in the direction of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. So your passion o-meter, if it does not compel you to take that initiative, even when you don't have all of the answers, you need to step back and evaluate what you're saying you're passionate about. You need to step back and crystallize what that looks like for you. You need to clarify where you are on your journey. and really dig in and sit and have those moments, those quiet, still moments to listen. Because your heart will speak. The heartbeat will speak. You know, I often share that for me, my heart is so strong in the desire to empower others. I don't care where I am. I am always looking for those opportunities to empower someone else, to give insight into empowerment, be it me and you in the grocery store, we're standing in line, a conversation is stimulated. I'm looking to empower you on your journey. I remember when I was in real estate, and some of you that are regular listeners, you've heard this story, that I was in real estate and I was focused on real estate finance, and I was taking an application for a client at the time to refinance their home. And this was before I had the title of coach and knew what my life's purpose was as an edifier and one who truly gives insight into empowerment to others, empowering others on their journey, right? And so I'm at this home of this couple, and I'm taking their application for their refinance. And I remember, because this became for me a marker on my journey. It became a defining moment on my journey that I was able to reflect back on when I was in that season of discovering what my purpose was. This was one of those moments that was such a touchstone for me, because I remember the wife saying, Sonia, we so appreciate that you are so into our lives and want to help us with our lives, but we're just trying to refinance our home. We're just trying to get this refinance through, right? And when I looked back, I realized in essence what she was saying, I didn't have a title for it, nor did she have a title for it, but what she was saying is, you're trying to coach us, and we're not trying to be coached. We're just trying to get this refinanced. And as I look back, I was trying to coach her, because that is at the core, the center, the anchor of my heart. Everything I do is around empowering others. Everything I do is anchored in coaching, giving insight into empowerment, edifying someone else, motivation. Like, we're here today, a part of our full circle of coaching empowerment. A part of that is Motivational Monday, where we're coming on the airwaves, giving insight into empowerment, that you would be stimulated to be able to move to the next level in working your vision so you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. So again, I ask you, do you have a healthy heart? Do you know the condition of your heart as it relates to your passions and what you are passionate about? Because what you are passionate about, when you're clear on that, when you have the clarity that you need concerning your passion, and this clarity is so key, because so many don't know. They have no idea what, you know, it's like, I don't know. When you ask people, they're like, I don't know. I'll say, you know, what is your purpose? What do you feel strongly about? What do you think it is that you've been placed on the planet to do? And they'll say, I don't know. I don't know. Who are you called to? I often will ask individuals this question as well in different environments. Who are you called to? Oh, I'm called to everybody. Are you, though? Is it everybody? Or is it that you lack the clarity needful? Because being called to youth as an example. 6.5 to 11.5 is far different than being called to adults, young adults. Being called to teenagers, 12 and up, preteens and 12 and up to 19, is far different in the focus drive than it is to adults, 30 and up. And that's why I'll often say, well, are you sure you're called to everybody? Because how you connect with each of these demographics that were just mentioned, it's different. You don't connect with a 6.5 to 11.5 in the same way that you would connect with one that's 12 to 19, to connect with one that's 20 to 35, to connect with one that's 35 to 55. These are all different demographics. So who are you most passionate about? When you sit back and you think about who you tap into, who you support, who really pulls on your heart, what exactly does that look like? Because clarifying what that looks like is so key. So when it comes to our dream being compelling, our dream being that which it allows us to initiate, it gets us stimulated, it pushes us into where we're going, you have to evaluate. Because passion will pull us, enables us to overcome adversity. You know, when I think about all of the adversity that I've had on my journey, because of being clear on the vision, being clear on what I'm passionate about, I have overcome a lot because of that driver and desire to give insight into empowerment, to empower others, to support others and give tools that they would be able to live out their dreams. That is what I am so passionate about. And so because of that, despite the obstacles that I have had to endure along the way, I keep going. You know, I've been a full-time entrepreneur since 2005. Say that to toot my own horn and to say, woohoo, she's all of that. I use it as an illustration that clearly for me to have been on my journey full-time since 2005, no full-time salary, highs and lows, ups and downs. But when I look at that compelling emotion of passion, I have it. And that, in essence, when we come back to that Steven Jobs quote, if you are working on something exciting that you really care about. See, I really care about empowering others. I really and truly, at my heart of hearts, I really and truly, I care about empowering others. That's why I'm on the airwaves weekly, and this is our 9th year on the air with Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, and we pay to be on the airwaves. Why? Because we're excited and really care about going into your life. And so I don't need to be pushed into being on the air every week. Oh, when there's a technical challenge, I get so frustrated. I'm like, oh my gosh, I had a message for those that are listening in our global listening audience. How dare you, Blog Talk Radio platform, be giving me technical challenges? I get a little frustrated because of the heart condition that I have, that is passionate about empowering others and giving insight to empowerment. I'm here every week paying to be on the airwaves because I'm passionate about supporting you on your journey into self-empowerment. I'm passionate about giving you tools that would support you in being able to be more equipped to work it now, being able to tap into and having what you need to identify what you're passionate about, that you would take that initiative, that you would feel strongly about, no matter what, I'm going to overcome the adversity. I'm going to continue forward because I am so compelled by my vision, my goals, and my dreams, that there's nothing that would stop you from pursuing it at some level. Now, please understand, know this. Coach Adams knows very clearly and very well that life be lifing, doesn't it? Oh, I was talking to someone today, and we were talking about life be lifing, meaning that there is always something going on. Life is always doing what it does. It presents us with challenges regularly. It presents us with things that we have to manage. It presents issues that we have to overcome and process through. That is all a part of the journey known as life. And the question raised is, how do you handle the circumstances when life be lifing? How do you handle it when life is happening, when things are coming against you as it relates to working your vision, achieving your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams? And so again, heart check. What is the condition of your heart? What is the condition of your heart as it relates to what you are most passionate about? Are you compelled to take the initiative? When you wake up in the morning, can you not wait to get active because you're so excited about your vision? You have to ask yourself these questions. Is your vision compelling you to move? Is your vision compelling you to figure things out? You are lacking passion. I want you to know that that is a warning sign of an unhealthy heart as it relates to your passion. And you're in that zone of the symptoms of getting ready to have a heart attack. I know you're processing what I'm saying, and I'm pausing with intention because I want you to really think about this. If you are not compelled to take the initiative and to get active, if you lack the zeal, the sizzle, and the fire, you don't know what you're passionate about, that is a sign that you are on the brink of a heart attack, of having some heart issues because you don't know what you're passionate about. You see, when our heart is healthy, quote unquote, as it relates to our passions, we are fueling our passions daily. You are constantly moving in the direction of doing something toward your vision. Why? It goes back to what we spoke about just a moment ago, because your dreams compel you. Your vision is pulling on you. It's saying, come on, let's go, let's go, let's go. And without question, you're through the process, closing the gap with each day from where you are to where you desire to grow because you're passionate about what you're doing. You're passionate about what the journey is that you are on. Again, passion pulls us out, giving us that initiative, that desire to take steps, that desire to move in the direction of closing the gap from where we are to where we desire to grow. Passion enables us, it equips us, it gives us what we need to overcome adversity. you are like, oh, no, I got to do this. I got to do it. And you're fighting to figure it out. Passion will position you. It's going to position you because when you are passionate, you are now in alignment with, again, where your heart lies. So my question raised to you is, again, do you have a healthy heart? Heart check, heart check. What is the condition of your heart? Are you breathing normally? Or is your heart rate raised because of your excitement around your vision, your goals, and your dreams? Are you about to completely check out, you know, on the heart chart? When you have the ups and the downs on the heart chart, that says there's vibrancy of life. But when someone gets that straight line, that says they are about the flat line. Again, heart check, where are you? Are you about to flatline on your journey? Think about that one. Are you on the brink of flatlining when it comes to your passion, that strong, compelling emotion that drives you when it comes to working your vision, achieving your goals, and living your dreams? You know, I want to hear from you, our global listening audience, so we're going to come to the lines at this time. Our lines are now open, and this is the time in our program when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Would love to hear any questions that you have around what we have been sharing in heart check, what's the condition of your heart as it relates to your passions, not the muscle pumping blood through your body. So if you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. You would press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yours to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Again, our lines are open, and we would love to hear from you, our global listening audience. I see that we have a caller. Caller, area code 310, last 4 digits, 1147. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. Welcome to the broadcast today. What's your question or comment? Would love to hear from you.
Oh, my, wow. This is lovely. And Coach Adams, there is just so much here that all I can say is wow. Thank you for this. This is so encouraging. It's just so confirming. It's really helping me because, as you know, I'm still recovering from some medical things. And I was laughing today because I was doing way more than what the doctors say that I should be doing. But I'm like, you know what? My physician is upstairs. And I'm not going to let somebody stop me from doing what I need to do, nor this condition. And I just felt like as I just kept pressing and pressing, even pain, at the end, I felt such a sense of accomplishment. I was happy, and I was like, okay, I'm getting a little closer to being able to do what I'm really passionate about doing. And everything that you said, it just hit home. It was so rich. I so appreciate it. Even when you were, and one thing I want to point out that you mentioned is in knowing who, you know, because you can't be passionate about, I mean, I shouldn't say you can't be passionate about everyone because we can be passionate about loving everyone the way God wants us to. But as far as the vision and the goals and your dreams and what it is that we're here to do, we do need to know what group or what demographics, as you were saying. And with me being an acting coach, as well as an entertainer and a drama teacher and all of that stuff, it really was helpful because I was able to pinpoint that I really love working with, like, the 5-year-old to the 12-year-old. I do work with the teens and all of that, but it's a whole, you have to do a total adjustment for that particular group, just like you do with adults. And then when you're working with comedians, it's different with somebody who's not, or a dancer is different than somebody who's a model or a rapper. So it's just everything that you pointed out I wasn't going to take notes because I was hurting, but I did start taking notes. But it's just the different points, the keys to look at and to check where our heart is. And I definitely don't want my flatlining, and just talking about the peaks and valleys and what's compelling us and, following after that and making sure and checking our heart to make sure that each and every day that we're doing something, that we're not stagnant, that we're, and that we're doing something we're passionate about. For instance, yes, I can write, but I'm finding that I'm not passionate about it. I want to write when I want to write, not when somebody tells me, okay, boom, write a screenplay. And so I have people pushing me. You're such a great writer, though. That's where your money is. Go, 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 do it. Yes, I do it, but I only do it when I want to do it. So with that said, just thank you. Just wow and thank you.
Well, I want to thank you, lovely, for all of the richness that you have shared. I always love the interaction because, you never know what people are taking away. And to hear your reflection was definitely very encouraging because I heard the richness of all of the different nuggets that you took away. And we never know what we need from moment to moment. But what I do know is that right when we need something, there is a message that would encourage us, that would inspire us, that would nudge us, that would, give us what we need on the journey. So thank you so much, one, for tuning in to Motivational Mondays today. Don't take you lightly or for granted. I am so inspired that you got some richness that is giving you that charge that you need at this time on your journey. Please press 1 on your telephone keypad to remove yourself from the host queue so that if you have another question or comment later in the broadcast, we can definitely see that. I do see that we have another caller in the queue, area code 972, last 4 digits, 507. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. What's your question or comment today? And thank you so much for tuning in.
Hello, Coach Adams. I just had to tune in and let you know how inspirational this message has been. I wake up each day, and when someone calls me or they are near me and they say, well, how are you today? I don't care how I feel. Good. I say to them, I am amazingly fantastic today. And that inspires them as well. And I just want to thank you for your giving of your time and your finances and just also paralleling your message with this Heart Health Month and us having a healthy heart. And you said not this thing that's pumping the blood, but the healthy heart is the mind. And when we begin to move and allow God to move in our minds, then it also begins to push us and to help us to accomplish our passion. Your message tonight, and I'm one of those people always inspiring others, but I wanted you to know that you have truly inspired me to move, and not to just move, but to move faster than I have been moving, to focus and put more time and energy into my passion. You spoke about that fire a little earlier, but to get the fuel that I need to keep my passion burning and becoming a blaze of fire until I come to the end of my goal and accomplish the visions, not just one. And some of us have several visions, the visions that I have to accomplish them. So thank you so much for your message tonight. It has truly touched my mind, heart. Thank you, Coach Adam, for your service.
Oh, and thank you as well. I so appreciate you being a regular listener and engaging with us. You know, the engagement adds to the richness. And I love that you brought in the aspect of when it comes to our heart, do we have a healthy mind? That was such a great bonus add, such a richness there to challenge us to think about how healthy is my mind. This is all a part of my heart. They're connected, the heart center of who I am. Woo, that was rich. And for bringing out that this is Heart Health Awareness Month. Love it. You know, I want to challenge you, our global listening audience. Our lines are still open. If there's anyone else that would like to ask a question, make a comment, we welcome that. Your feedback is truly inspiring today. I have to say that it really is. So thank you, thank you, thank you for sharing your point of view. For those that have already asked a question, just hit one on your telephone keypad to remove yourself from the host queue. If you have another question or comment, we'll definitely bring that in. And to those of you that have already engaged with us, we thank you. Both of you have brought such a greater richness to the broadcast and the topic of what we're looking at today as we're in our Shape Up series. And in our Shape Up series, today we're focusing on heart. And the question that we've really been processing and leaning into is, what is the condition of your heart? And not talking about the muscle that's pumping blood through your body, but rather your heart as it relates to your passion. You know, one of the things that one of our callers brought out that I want to share is she said, I'm going to do more. I'm going to move more quickly. You know, when our heart is healthier, when it's at its best, one of the things that I found out, of course, is that we're able to do more. We're able to exercise more easily. And so when you said that, caller, it really reminded me of one of those key signs of a healthy heart, the muscle that pumps through our bodies, that we're able to do more. We have a greater vigor and zeal to do more. And when we truly have tapped into what we are most passionate about, in essence, as we stated earlier, it is compelling without question. We are feeling this pull towards our vision and saying, I got to close the gap. We have more initiative. We are more driven because of the passion of our heart. When we're not clear on what we're passionate about, that's where, as we discovered from our other caller, that's where we can start to flatline on our journey because we're not clear on what we're passionate about. And so we begin to navigate. We're lackluster. We don't have that fire. We don't have that zeal. We're just kind of, you know, instead of the vibrancy of the ups and the downs and the fire and the passion and the zeal, which represents our passion and what we're most passionate about. So if you are struggling on your journey, I want to challenge you to reevaluate what you are most passionate about. What is the condition of your heart? as it relates to your passions and this journey that you're on to work your vision, achieve your goals, and live out your dreams. Because if you're not feeling compelled to take the initiative to take action, if you don't feel that fire burning in your bones, you have to do a heart assessment. And you have to evaluate, maybe I'm not quite following my passions. Maybe I need to step back and reevaluate that. Because we're not called to all things and to everyone. There's always a specific niche. And this is where we want to get clear, that clarity point. What is your niche? You know, many of you that may be listening in, you know that I am the Global Master Trainer working by alongside of my mentors, Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, with their Boston Movement curriculum. Why do I mention that? Because I'm having conversations all the time with individuals, and I'll share with them. I said, the vision is very specific. 6.5 to 11.5. I had a conversation just today. And the person said, oh, I'm called to everybody. I'm called to everybody. I said, but are you? Because tapping into 6.5 to 11.5 is different than 12 to 19, then 20 to 35, then 36 to 55. It's different, as we were talking about earlier. And so if we're not clear on what we are most passionate about, and that's one of the things I've learned greatly from my mentors, is being clear, getting more clear on what is your focus? Because this broad everybody thing that we can't touch everyone. We can. As one of the callers said, when we are touching people as it relates to Christ and bringing them into right relationship, now that's a broad call. But when it comes to that niche area of the very reason why you were created, it's very specific. And you have to tap into and look at the specificity of that. Ooh, it is amazing how quickly time flies by. I want to thank each and every one of you, our Global Listening audience, for tuning in to Motivational Mondays today with Coach Adams. I thank those of you that took the time to engage with us, to share comments. You added a greater richness. Thank you to our ladies who chimed in today. So appreciate you. It was great hearing your reflection on what you were taking away from today's topic on the condition of your heart, speaking to our passions. And I want you to know that we have a full circle of coaching empowerment to support you on your journey. One-on-one coaching can assist you with fine-tuning and getting clearer on the passion of your heart. And if you would like to learn more, not only about one-on-one coaching, but group coaching, private masterminds, team building, executive consulting, 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Visit CoachAdams.com to learn more about yours truly, Coach Adams, CoachAdams.com. Again, thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays today. The installment was richer because of your presence, and we so thank you. We look forward to having you tune in with us on next week. We will be here. Keep your calendar marked every Monday for 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time right here on Inspired Media for you. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win.